We are joined here in the media center with the Pro Stock number one qualifier, Bo Butner. His second qualifying run of 6.648 seconds at 207.46 miles per hour stood strong through today's qualifying session. Bo, your season is off to an incredible start. What can you attribute to that?
Just the hard work for our crew, and we have a good car. We've had a good car since I sat in it, so very fortunate. The KB team, Summit, Jim Button Rotto, Denzel's helping us, and of course Speed Dog. All these guys support us, and we're just out here having fun. So that's probably one reason why we're maybe have a little success, because this isn't our life, but we do have fun and enjoy it.
This is very similar to your 2017 season, where you went off and won the world championship and had a lot of success that year. Can you talk about the similarities and yet also the differences between the two seasons?
Well, in 17, I was stuck on this runner-up. I think I had 8 or 9 runner-ups before I actually won a race. But now we kind of know how to win, and I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about each other driver that we race against, and just do your job. I really messed up there in the final qualifier. I was hoping to maybe go a little faster or lower like we want to, but still a good race car. We went down 4 times. I only have to go down 3 times tomorrow. So very happy, and I can't wait. And getting ready to acquire another little hat for my J5 at home, my little grandson. Fortunate, been to 4 races, and we have 4 hats. So I can't complain about that.
Any questions? Well, you doubled up here in 2012 in stock eliminator and competition eliminator. And there's a possibility, because you're also racing super stock this weekend, that you have the potential to do that again. What would that mean to you?
That would be really awesome, and it would be awesome for the guy, Frank Grossi, that owns that car. That would be awesome. And Jim's brother, they're kind of co-owners, but they asked me to drive for him, and that would be great for him. And I think just to win in super stock, period. But to double up is it'd be kind of like a Gainesville deal where Randy and I both won. And just, it's an unbelievable start to the season, and we're just blessed.
Yeah, I assume, Greg obviously made a real good run there, and that car's been kind of struggling, knowing how competitive Greg is, and so it feels good for the whole team to see him get a good run there.
I love Greg. He's like a brother, but when Greg Anderson's happy, we're all happy. It's that easy. But he's a hardest worker, never gives up. He will be the last Pro Stock driver and car that will show up to a race, even if they was to ever do away with NHRA racing. He will show up. This is his life.
All right. Thank you. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks.